Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome for spending this time with us. We're going to do our little devotional. I've been taking the devotions from Sweet Tea for the Soul. And the title of today's devotion is called Shoe Fly. And our scripture is Matthew 12:27. It says, "And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out?" You might have to go and read the context surrounding that verse. We've all played hide and seek with a haunty housefly before, and they seem to play along. Flies will buzz right past your head with a "What are you going to do about it?" attitude. They have a right to be so arrogant. A fly's eyes are more like a sensor array across their scalp, which is why it's so difficult to kill the icky little things. Not only can they see you coming with a trusty swat or a rolled up newspaper in your hand, they're fast as well. In fact, their wings beat up to 200 times per second. Flies love to feast on garbage and many other gross things, contaminating surfaces they touch with thousands of germs, an amount that grows exponentially, which is why when you see a fly land on your cheeseburger at a cookout, you are likely to scowl in disgust. Now, on the other hand, dogs and cats are less discriminating. They catch these sky raisins in their mouths and eat them, which is 10 times nasty. Let's be honest, no one ever cried over a dead fly. Now here's our faith check. In the Bible, the devil is referred to as Lord of the Flies or Beelzebub. Is anyone surprised by that? After all, flies are attracted to death and decay in dung piles. The fourth plague God released on the Egyptians was swarms of flies. You can read about that in Exodus 7:20-31. Satan sends forth his demons to contaminate our lives with sin, sickness, and death. But the good news is Jesus conquered sin, sickness, and death once and for all when he died on the cross. Now, this saying is from Kermit the Frog, so you can take it for what it's worth. Time's fun when you're having flies. I hope you all got a chuckle out of that one. So it's our prayer time, and we have so many requests for prayer. People are very concerned about the times in which we live with the coronavirus and everything, so we need to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I hold up to you a listener today who is just financially at their wits' end. They don't have any work because everything's shut down, and so no income's coming in. They don't have any food for their family. Lord, please help them and help me to know how to help them. And Lord, I hold up to you a mother who is in the valley of indecision whether she should go back to work, send her kids to public school. They're just suffering financially. And I hold up to you those that are having a struggle spiritually. You know, the great controversy between good and evil is real. And so I hold that up to you, Lord. I thank you for the blessings that you've given to us, the sustaining power. I thank you for our children. Just help us to do the very best by them that we possibly can. I pray for the leaders in our nation, and I thank you, Jesus, for hearing our prayers. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. And today I'm going to talk about the forest classroom. I've been looking for things that have to do with a forest classroom, And of course, everything I get is make your classroom look like a forest theme. But as a homeschooling family and even a small school, you can actually make a forest classroom. I wrote a small grant for mine, which really is one of the most inexpensive grants to write for. You get a big bang for your buck. So the forest classroom really can be as unstructured or as structured as you want it to be. I tend to like my students to build forts, and so I'll put on my Homeschool Companion website, I'll put on there the pictures of where we currently are in the building of our forts. And from that comes, you know, learning how society works, learning how to get along, working with tools. We'll test out some of the things that we've built as far as our little fire pit and see if it actually, if we can get a fire in it with smoke going out the chimney that we've made. So STEM is incorporated naturally in a forest classroom. So it's really a nice thing if you can designate some place in your yard or if you have access to a forest where you can call that your forest classroom. And you might not just have all your activities there, but that would be like the meeting place for your tribe. You could have some kind of tribal setting or whatever, and you can integrate history, social studies, mathematics, engineering, and you'll just be amazed at how much your students will look forward to the time that they get to spend in their forest classroom. So I'm going to incorporate that both with my arts and crafts and curriculum corner today because it's so valuable. There's not a lot of information on how to do a forest classroom, but I'm here to tell you it will naturally evolve if you just take your students out into the forest classroom and then just sit and watch and see how they begin to interact with their environment. It's lovely. Another item I'd like to talk about is a book called Forest School in Practice for All Ages. And you can go online and get a free sample. That's Forest School. It is a beautiful full-color book by a forest school expert and teacher, Sarah Knight. She'll be such an inspiration. She encourages individuals of all ages to take an innovative approach to outdoor play and learning. So the themes throughout the book bring alive what you can do in a forest school. And if you have any access to a wooded area, or even in the pictures that if you go to Homeschool Companion on my Facebook page, homeschoolcompanion.com on my Facebook page, you'll see pictures of the forest school that we're doing right now. And I just highly recommend that that be part of your curriculum, that you figure out how you can do your play and your engineering and your STEM all with your forest. As it's starting to come back to life over the winter, it's fantastic. But I like to do it all year round. So it doesn't matter whether it's raining or snowing, we figure out ways to how we would survive in the forest. Questions homeschooling parents ask. So the first question is, has anyone used Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons? I believe that this works. I've heard from a number of parents who say they like it very much. I haven't tried it on my children that are dyslexic, not really child independent, so you have to work with your child. But what a gift if in 100 easy lessons your child is ready to read. So I highly recommend it. That's just my opinion. And then the other question had to do with the coronavirus. So Curtis and Christy ask, help us understand what is so different about this virus as every other virus. And I think the biggest takeaway for this experience for me is that there was so much hype about it that people who usually just slog through the virus or go home and take care of themselves at home, they're tempted to go and go to the hospital and our emergency infrastructure would just be totally overwhelmed if everybody got sick with the virus at the same time. That's my biggest takeaway. All of the panic about it then creates these other side storms of overpurchasing and then running out, and then the supply and demand becomes its own issue. And we just have to live through it until people get a little more comfortable that we're not all going to get the coronavirus, or even those that do get exposed to it might not have any symptoms. They know now from the statistics that they have in China, and I just read that report, that of the 100% that were tested and had the coronavirus, 20% became sick with it. 80% didn't even get sick with it. And then of that 20%, there was a certain like 2% that actually resulted in fatalities. So I think it has more to do with how everyone has reacted to the illness rather than the illness itself. That being said, you have to make a decision for yourself how you're going to react. Are you going to go out and try to buy, you know, 200 rolls of toilet paper at an exorbitant price? Or are you just going to trust that this, as any pandemic, usually blows over? So I'm praying for everyone that that will be the case. So in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking to Russ Jones, who is the executive producer of Abide. And Abide is a prayer ministry. Abide is a prayer ministry. So we'll be right back. So I'm here with Darren Jones, who is an attorney for HSLDA, which stands for Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Wow. And thank you. I know it's very busy, but can you just share in a few minutes what services you do for homeschooling families?
So I am one of HSLDA's litigation attorneys, which means if a family has ended up in court, perhaps because the school thinks that they didn't do the proper paperwork, or maybe the school doesn't like the fact that they're homeschooling, I'm one of the attorneys who works on defending them. I also help homeschool families if they're having trouble getting into college or getting a job because of their homeschool diploma, or getting Social Security or Veterans Administration benefits because of their homeschooling. A big part of my job, though, is I talk to support groups and co-ops all over the country, giving them advice on things from statements of faith to incorporation to insurance to how to accept and terminate memberships for people in their group.
That's fantastic. Darren, I have one personal question to ask, and that is, have you ever been homeschooled, or do you have anybody in your family that is currently homeschooling?
Yes and yes. I was homeschooled my last 2 years, grades 11 and 12, back in the 80s, and my wife and I co-homeschool our four children. We have graduated one of them, so that's been a change just this last year that now we're only doing three.
Thank you so much, and I'll touch back later. Oh, yes, the website.
Our website is hslda.org, and there you can find summaries of state laws for homeschooling in every single state.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome back. I am here with Russ Jones, the executive producer of Abide, and it's a prayer meditation ministry. So maybe you could just set the stage for us, Russ, and tell us a little bit about how you got into this and what it is.
Yeah, it's great to be with you here today. Abide Meditation started about 4 years ago by two former Google employees who are Christians living in San Francisco. And they wanted to use their gifts and graces and technology for kingdom purposes. So they went out and raised the financial support and launched the Abide app, which is on iPhones and Androids. And since that time, Abide Meditation now is being used in over 200 countries. 75,000 people every month download the Abide app for the very first time. People that are looking for prayer and meditation and a space where they can press into the Lord. So in a way, we're redeeming the very technology that may be causing a lot of anxiety for people.
Yes, I think of how busy our minds become. And busy, you know, can stand for being under Satan's yoke, you know, just here and there. And when you talk about meditation, you're talking about it in the best sense of the word.
From a biblical perspective.
Yes.
You know, the term meditation is kind of a popular buzzword these days.
Yes.
There's a few meditation apps out there that are very, very successful. And you know, since we kicked prayer out of the public schools, people are using some of these schools, public schools, government schools, are using some of these meditation apps because they're the latest thing on the block. But they're from a Buddhist perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that New Age perspective, that Buddhist perspective, is rather co-opted a practice that actually is ours as Christian believers.
Yes.
Right? Anyone
yes.
that knows Scripture knows. What did Jesus do? He removed himself all the time to go be still, to
mm-hmm.
pray, and yes, to even meditate. Go look into the Old Testament, into mm-hmm. the Psalms. The word meditate is there. It's very clear that we're supposed to do that, but yet our space and our time has become so full of busyness. And there's even a thing now, Rose, of anxiety of when you hear your phone ping or you get a text on your phone, you feel the need to have to instantly respond. And I was raised in a time where you used a landline that had a rotary on it and you left a message and it could be 2 or 3 days before you heard from somebody. So we find ourselves now using this new technology in some very redemptive ways.
Yes. Now, just share with us a little bit about how you got into this ministry.
Well, the founders of Abide actually found me on LinkedIn. And if you're in business or in ministry, you need to have a LinkedIn profile. People aren't on there sharing what they had for dinner. They're on there trying to promote their business or their organization or ministry. I was perfectly content doing conservative talk radio, political radio, Christian broadcasting. I actually was Tony Perkins' executive producer and was his permanent guest host on Washington Watch for years. I've done stories for the 700 Club, for CBN. I've been blessed with a wonderful career. But I didn't know how exhausted I was. That space tends to be filled with, what are we mad at today?
Mm.
What is our latest outrage? What are we outraged at today?
Mm.
And I was pretty good at it, I humbly say. But I didn't know how tired I was. So I joined the wonderful team in San Mateo, California. They needed an executive producer, a person that was experienced in storytelling from a Christian perspective. And I'm a storyteller. You know, we've lost that art,
mm-hmm.
the art of storytelling. Well, that's what we do on Abide. Every day we bring you the scriptures. We bring you a topic. We help you meditate. And at night, we help thousands of people go to sleep who have insomnia and have sleep disorders. I had no idea so many people were challenged with sleep. Well, we have these amazing Bible bedtime stories. We gently talk to you. We encourage you to rest in your bed. Take a deep breath. Imagine the Lord is watching over you. Isn't that what we all want? We want the Lord to meet us in our dreams. Well, we set the stage for that kind of environment. And we help thousands of people that struggle with sleep disorders every night, all over the world, through the Abide Meditation app.
Abide. And you can go to the website.
Well, it's abide.co.com. Not .com, but abide.co. But that's not where the action is. See, that's the old school, right? The website, that's kind of the old school.
Yeah,
that's what I mean by redeeming the technology.
Yes.
If you have an iPhone, you can
go
to the app store. Or you can go, if you have an Android, you can go to Google Play. and you download the app. And there's a free version. You can get a 7-day trial, and then there's a paid version. You know, we all have to make a living.
Yes.
There's something in the scriptures about paying a person worth their labor. And then there's a paid version where you get access to the premium content.
And that app is just Abide?
It's Abide Meditation. That's right.
Abide Meditation. Mm-hmm. So where do you get your content?
Well, I oversee an amazing team of wonderful believers in the Lord, of writers, of voiceover talent. So our voiceover talent is, they're off the hook good. I mean, these are people that make a living using their voice. And these people do commercials for Honda, for McDonald's, you name it. But guess who they love to work with? Abide, because they love the mission of it. So they tell our stories in wonderful voices. And you know, 30 to 40% of our users are non-American. So we take a kind of a global approach to what we do. So we have some British voices. We have female voices. You know, we find our women actually like the male voices. But then there's women out there that would prefer to hear a female voice, women that maybe have been in an abusive relationship or whatever. So we bring them a variety of voices. And then we give you different links. We meet people where they're at. When was the last time you went to church and you said, "Pastor, I've only got 5 minutes today"?
Yes.
I'm kind of on a tight schedule. Well, we don't do that. I'm joking, of course. But when you pull up our meditations on the app, you have four choices: 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 15 minutes. You're a busy parent. You're walking out the door. You're trying to get out the door. You're making sack lunches. You're trying to get everybody where they need to be on time. But you've got 5 minutes. We'd rather have that 5 minutes. You'd rather have that 5 minutes than nothing at all.
Now, can they, you know, for the subscription, can they re-listen to that over again?
Over and over again. And we're also on YouTube. We've got over 300,000 people following us on YouTube. And the content is available on YouTube for free. But, of course, there's commercials there. But on the app, with the premium version, there's no commercials. And you can listen as much as you want. You have access to over 1,500 pieces of content.
Of course, when I hear the word abide, I think of that old hymn, "Abide with me, fast falls the eventide."
Yes.
So was that the inspiration for Abide?
That certainly was. And Abide in Christ. You know, that is our champion cause. We want people to abide in Christ and to be still. And matter of fact, on the back of our business cards, it just says the scripture verse from the psalm, "Be still." And don't we need more of that? Our life is cluttered with all kinds of noises and clutter, and we just want people to take time to come closer to the Lord using the very technology that they're already using.
Yes. Well, I love the idea. I can hardly wait to go and explore it myself. We have come to the end of our show, and I'm hoping we get to catch up with you again real soon. Go to the App Store or the
Google Play.
Go Play is Android, App Store is iPhone, and just key in Abide,
right,
Meditations, and you will have it. It has a kind of a little arcing diamond for the logo.
An A for Abide.
Okay, there you have it. Well, I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.